the Right Way podcast. I'm Mark Wright, your host again. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in. This is episode 6 of our weekly or twice weekly, depending on how we feel, podcast. I'm really enjoying these podcasts so far, and I hope you are too. Last time out, we talked about education and schooling and how it is in this country, and the way I had some thoughts on how it is and how it could be improved. This week, we're going to be talking about jobs and youth job and unemployment. The figures just out this week, 2.5 million people unemployed in the United Kingdom. Astounding figures, really. 40,000 more than it was collated last time, and that's a big jump. And I just wanted to raise a few points really in this podcast, and obviously open it up to discussion for you all to comment on, and then come back and disagree or agree or debate with me. You know, all is welcome. So the figures make very grim reading, whether you're a government minister or the average person on the street trying to find a job. Let me focus on the youth, for example. If you've just finished university as a graduate, perhaps, or you know, you've just come out of school, come out of sixth form, college, whatever, and you're looking for a job, the job market out there at the moment is incredibly fierce and competitive. You know, if you're looking at the cuts which are just about to hit this year, and our councils are putting through their budgets this week and next week, huge public sector cuts and jobs going, you know, tens and hundreds of thousands of jobs will be going in the public sector, where they used to be providers of jobs for millions of people in this country. And sadly, we're seeing what I can see is the destruction of the public sector and the state, really, you know, from the Tory party. Own government at this moment in time, they're waging war on the welfare state and public sector jobs and the public sector as a whole. This is no more evident where you're seeing libraries cut and just almost shut down, you're seeing public swimming pools being shut down and closed, public schools being closed and merged, you're seeing local clubs and organisations publicly run being sort of shipped out to private companies to kind of fund now, or totally closed altogether. And this is the way the Conservatives have always seen the public sector, that the idea they want to shrink the state, you know, have a very small state, and for everyone to be sort of fending for themselves, and everyone each for themselves. That is the world they want to see eventually. So how does this affect us all? Well, personally myself, I'm currently employed 2 days a week, 16 hours a week, part-time, doing just sort of general admin work, really, which is in an office, you know, sort of touch typing, data input, this kind of thing. It's basic, but it's a job, you know. And I'm proud to have that in some ways. And you know, it's not safe by any means. And the company I work for, they're, you know, struggling like anyone else during these cuts. But it's a job, and I'm getting paid. And as the government do keep banging on, they want to make work pay. And you know, I don't disagree with that. I think that's a good thing to make people incentive to work. I think that's a good thing. But what I must say is, where are these jobs coming from? The government's plans was, you know, cutting the public sector and jobs from the public sector by hundreds of thousands. Their idea was the private sector would pick up the pieces from this, and they simply have not done that. And private sector companies are cutting and you know, letting people go out of jobs, making people redundant, just like the public sector. My friend who works for GlaxoSmithKline in my own town, he works at the, you know, huge pharmaceutical producing drug company, you know, worldwide. They're currently going through, last couple of years they had 1,800 workers down there at this factory. They're now down to 600 or 700, and still wanted to streamline even more. Huge cuts, and that's not even the public sector, this is the private sector, which is the government's flagship idea that people will just suddenly find jobs in the private sector. I'm sorry, I just don't see this, and it goes against totally what I believe in anyway. I think there should always be room for the public sector and the state for people to find jobs in if they can't find them elsewhere. There should be the option. I always think there should be the option, at least. But for youth, and I did blog about this early in the week at my blog on www.markwrightuk88.blogspot.com, that there could, and probably will be, from what I can see, a lost generation. Youth unemployment will just rocket in the next couple of years, tuition fees, huge, huge impact they will have, trebling them, and most universities probably will do this, you know, if they have the chance to, you know, get more money in, and, you know, just like any capitalist organisation, they will go for as much money as they can possibly get. And the top fees they can charge is $9,000 per year. Don't be, you know, surprised to see a lot of universities go for that. As a result, this will mean that many students from less well-off backgrounds, working-class backgrounds, will not be able to afford to go to university and get a good, decent education and help themselves up the ladder, socially mobilitise themselves, as it were. So, in effect, we will just see a huge lost generation of people who, you know, will find job prospects hugely challenging and possibly never find a job. It is a big, big problem in this country, and I can't see it getting any better. But to be honest, I think the government's idea of cut, you know, it's not no growth there at all for people to find any jobs whatsoever. You know, our policy back in the late 80s, early 90s was kind of to sell off a lot of our industry. We used to produce a lot of cars here. We had to, you know, Rover and, you know, huge other big car producers, manufacturers. Our manufacturing industry in this country has been absolutely decimated, really. The job I have, they work and in the electrician and electricity industry, making electrical control panels. Very sort of small business, but find it very hard. You know, a lot of the people around the world now, China and India, a big group called Tata, are taking a lot of the work, you know, that would be otherwise given to British companies. I see the government doing sod all to actually help British companies and, you know, small businesses out. But there we go, that's obviously protecting their own interests, you know, ahead of small and medium-sized businesses. You know, the banks are their protectorate, you know, they want to protect them more than anything else. And it goes no more further than to suggest that, you know, big corporations like the likes of Vodafone without paying their tax for years and years, they're getting away with it time after time, and we're losing out so much. A fact is that if we close some of these tax loopholes, the Philip Greens of this world wouldn't be able to get away with their tax evasion. Okay, it's not illegal. As such, it's not actually illegal, but it's wrong and morally wrong. And if we close these tax loopholes, that we could get away with filling this deficit, as they put it, and we wouldn't need any public sector cuts whatsoever. So I think we should all think about that carefully. You know, we wouldn't have to lose any jobs whatsoever, and we could carry on growing and you know, as we were, as it were. And that's a big mistake this government are making. But that's not my politics, of course. So, you know, I've described my politics in other podcasts and everything. But that could be a way out of this current financial crisis, personally. But they won't see that. So job prospects very tight, and I cannot really see it getting a huge lot better. But I just thought I'd raise the point really in this podcast, and hope you can all come back with some suggestions of where we could possibly invest in new jobs, maybe sort of some green energies or, you know, further technologies, I don't know, anything that we haven't thought of before. Please do suggest them, and we'd love to hear your thoughts. So yeah, if you want to contact us, we have sort of various contact details. If you'd like to contact me on Twitter, I'm at MarkWrightUK88. On Facebook at www.facebook.com/MarkWrightUK88. My blog, which is, as I pointed out earlier in the podcast, which is www.markwrightuk88.blogspot.com. I like to update that very regularly, so do keep an eye on that. Also, no one has so far been brave enough to put themselves forward for an interview or debates, and you know, I'm always looking for suggestions of topics and discussions, so please do have me on Skype and come in for a discussion, you know, won't bite, and please do, you know, add me on this, and my Skype is Mark A. Wright UK. That's all one word, of course. So yeah, you know, just opening up the airways again. This is our sixth podcast talking about jobs. Unemployment figures out this week of 2.5 million rising, with cuts, spending cuts, and VAT squeezing people to the absolute brink. And I wouldn't be surprised if we see a slip back into recession not too far around the corner, because I don't think the government has a plan B or a way to improve growth or get people back into work, especially the youth. there's just no incentive there whatsoever. So as the welfare bill rises with people on benefits, as no doubt it will, but as benefits cut, there's going to be, it's going to come to a breaking point, I'm afraid, and I think it's not too far away, to be honest, and watch this space. So yes, thank you for tuning into this podcast. I would like to mention March 26th, the Alternative March for Public Sector Against the Cuts March in London, hoping to get a lot of people out there. 26th of March, TUC organising it, millions of people hopefully, if not hundreds of thousands, and you know, do want to, you know, if you contact your local union branch or any local group, and you know, just get as many people up there as we possibly can to say to the government there is an alternative to these cuts, and we will keep you going there with a serious message to say. So thank you for listening to this podcast. I've been your host again, Mark Wright. You know, you can contact us through the various media again if you could rewind back for this podcast, and we look forward to hearing from you soon. Thank you very much.